Hi there, my name's Bethany, and yesterday I spoke with Kyle. Kyle was in the Army Special Forces as an engineer, and was a problem solver, and what we talked about yesterday was the problem of solving pain. And we talked mostly what I would say was about the journey of Kyle's soul. And pain is not separate, although it might seem that way. You know, there's emotional pain, physical pain, mental pain. Permanent brain damage caused some pain. And I was incredibly struck with how perceptive and advanced Kyle's soul is, and the way that he's taken it upon himself to figure out how to deal with this pain. And kind of like Gretchen was talking about, the mentality of like just shoving it down and not acknowledging it, that doesn't work. And so you come home and you're left with all of this, you know, immense heaviness. And I think Marilyn has a really incredible way of pairing people together, because it's a gift. I connected so much with what Kyle said. One of the main things we talked about was kind of that connection and integration between the body and the mind and the spirit and the breath. And we talked about something called box breathing, which is, I'll just give you an example. So I'll use the number 4. So you might inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you pause. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Pause. 2, 3, 4, and then you inhale again. And also breathing into your belly. We talked about that. So breathing is a pretty tangible way to connect your body with your mind, with your emotions and your spirit. And it's an incredible tool to use to process. And Kyle talked about sharing his experience with others and telling them about box breathing and belly breathing and spreading this awareness. And I do a lot of breathing in my life. I have tremendous anxiety and emotional pain, so it's been a huge part of my life as well, and I really appreciated that we both could share that. So in writing this song, I wanted to put that box in the song. So there's a part where I'm repeating some words, and it's supposed to be representational of that box. And the song is called Little Mountain, because he told me about an experience he had when he was a kid, when he was in Utah, where he's from and where he still lives, and he was looking at Little Mountain. And as soon as he told me this story, I was like, that's the song title. I knew it right away. And that experience that he had there, to me, it felt like it kind of connected his future and his past, and it all is this cycle, right? And I wanted the song to feel like a cycle, and just like kept coming back home, coming back. So this is called Little Mountain.